When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Seafair edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. So go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there, and then all the great stuff I post about animals will come up on your timeline. And you can find out what's going on the show every week and all that good stuff. And I also want to tell you that we archive the Animal World shows on the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. So if you're listening to this show and you're thinking, oh, well, if the same thing's happening in your head that's happening in mine, because I'm thinking, oh, Morley is talking directly to this person I know and this person I know that really need to know about yoga and what it can do to help them. And so I'm already thinking of people I need to contact when I get home and say, hey, listen, you need to listen to the archives of the Animal World show today, because I think you want to get involved in yoga, because I'm signing up, and I can think of many that do. So if you know somebody that could benefit from hearing this discussion today, you just have to go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. At the bottom of the homepage, there's a link that says Audio Archives, and you just click on that. And that will click you through, and then you can access all 3 hours of today's show. Now, of course, it won't be available until after the show sometime. Usually by later in the day on Sunday, the show has been loaded up. But, you know, there's some stuff that has to happen behind the scenes, like Harmony needs to get it ready and send it off to Rhonda, my webmaster, and then Rhonda needs to, you know, she needs to download it, and then yes, she needs to upload it all on the site and all of that. And if everything works as it's supposed to, it'll be up on the archives by later today.
Yes, radio magic will happen, and I'm working on it now even. So
all right, and just like Mike, you guys are always just busy
we
little
are.
Bees
yes.
doing all that stuff. I don't know how it happens, but I'm glad that you do it.
Thank you.
All right, now before we do current events, I think we Trina has reminded me that we haven't given away Missing Link yet, so let's do that. Phone lines are open. I'll give you the numbers here in a second. All you got to do is pick up your phone, tell Trina the Missing Link words of the day. How about Ananda Yoga? That's easy. So call up, tell Trina Ananda Yoga, and then you can pick out what form of Missing Link you would like sent to your door, for your dog or your cat or your bird or your chickens or, you know, your little house critters. There are lots of versions to choose from. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's, remember the one, 888-298-5569. And then you can't win the contest this way, but you can send us a question or comment if you need to via email, and that's animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. I'm not going to waste any more time. Let's do current events.
Meow.
Okie dokie. Speaking of entertainment, well, I'll be entertaining you. I'll actually be educating you. I'm doing my classes again at East West Bookshop in Seattle. They will be in September. It's a back-to-back once-a-week class. There are two. I call it the Keys to Understanding Your Animal Friends. Part one is communicating with animals, focusing on interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. How to talk to your animal friends. And that will be on Wednesday, September 14th. It's from 6:30 to 9 p.m. And then part two is what I call the human to animal transference. And that's understanding how your animals, you know, when they have problems, it's not just the animals. They pick up, process, and reflect back what's going on with their humans. And I'll explain to you how that works and how healing yourself can also heal your animals. Another good reason to do yoga. And that the second part, the human to animal transference, will be on Wednesday, September 21st, also from 6:30 to 9. Classes are $26 each, or you can take both for $45. That's pretty reasonable. And all you got to do is call East West Bookshop to make a reservation. Phone number 206-523-3726. Excuse me. Let's see. What do we got? Oh, 9 lives for $9 during the month of August at Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville. All adult cats 2 years and older are at the special adoption price of $9. The normal fee is $75, so you can get a hot deal on cats at Homeward Pet. www.homewardpet.org. Bark in the Park, Tuesday, August 16th. Join Homeward volunteers, staff, and furry friends to watch the Everett Aqua Sox play. And a percentage of the proceeds will go to Homeward Pet. And then remember that the 4th annual Happy Tales Wine Walk is coming up September 17th in Woodinville. The Rockin' Paw Walk a Run is August 13th at the Snohomish River at Langus Park in Everett. Goodies for humans and dogs. No retractable leashes, please. Reservations at 8 a.m. It's a 5K walk and run. It begins at 9, and then the Mutt Strut follows immediately. This is to benefit ARF. www.everettarf.org for more info. The Paws Walk is back. 25th walk at Marymore Park in Redmond will be August 27th. Register at www.pawswalk.net. Tickets are now on sale for the 19th annual Black Cat Ball benefiting Perfect Pals out of Arlington, and that'll be on October 29th this year. And tickets are also on sale now for the 7th annual Sexless Soiree benefiting Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project. That's on Saturday, September 24th. Be at the Don James Center in Husky Stadium again. And a good time will be had by all, I am sure. All right, so I think that's all the current stuff I have time for at the moment. And then just to let you know that next Sunday here on Animal World, it is Best Sunday, Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique. Dr. Nils Rasmussen will be in the studio. Dr. Nils is miraculous. He does this bioenergetic synchronization technique on humans and animals. He also does it remotely. And boy, since he's been doing this show for the last few years, he has gotten phenomenally gifted. If you don't know who Dr. Nils is, check him out, NilsHealingMinistry.com. NilsHealingMinistry.com. Click on the testimonials, watch the videos. I'm not kidding when I tell you the guy is one of the best and most miraculous healers I've ever met. Look at the videos of the dogs, dachshunds, corgis. There are a number of them paralyzed from the waist down. No drugs, no surgery. 4 to 7 treatments with Dr. Nils, and they're walking and running again. It is pretty amazing. And because he does it remotely, when he's here in the studio, it's free. So plan to give us a call next week, and he can work on you or your animals. He can test for drug or supplement sensitivities and dosages, as well as working on, you know, and we kind of call it an electrical reboot of your system. It's very cool. So anyway, join us next week, Best Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. All righty then, we are going back to our subject today. Ananda Yoga 101 is kind of where we are at the moment. And Morley is here, the director of the Ananda Yoga Teacher Training Program. And, well, that's I think, a good place to start for those of you who are already yogis out there. I mean, this teacher training program is for it's not for beginners. This is for people that want to be certified to teach Ananda Yoga, right?
That's part of the goal. Mm-hmm. The other part is maybe more than 50% of the people that take the teacher training program never teach.
Oh.
What we do in there is we take about 40 different poses and examine them in great degree of depth.
Oh.
So if what you want, you've been doing yoga for a while and you go to drop-in classes and you feel that, yeah, I know this, but I need to know more. And if you really want to take your attunement and the knowledge of these poses to the next level, then you do the teacher training.
Okay, well, that makes sense to me because there's also an Ananda program, which is Ananda Meditation Teacher Training.
Yes.
And I know from that there are many people that take that class to just deepen their meditation process that they don't actually intend to teach it. So it's the same thing with yoga.
It's exactly the same
thing. You can do the Ananda Yoga Teacher Training just to deepen your yoga experience.
Right.
All right, so if you're interested in the Ananda Yoga Teacher Training Level 1, this sounds like the technical part, Yoga Alliance Certified 200-Hour Weekend Program.
Yes. There is an independent body called Yoga Alliance, which is a... It sets the standards for what a teacher training ought to be. And
so it just really means that you'll be official if you take this class, right?
You'll be official. For example, if you wish to take this and begin teaching, there will be insurers that are willing to underwrite your insurance for you because it's Yoga Alliance certified.
Gotcha. Okay, so it will begin September 9th, and it will be at the yoga hall, the new yoga hall.
Yes.
Next to the Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell. That's right on the Bothell-Everett Highway, just south of the 405 interchange in Bothell-Everett Highway.
Yes, and just so your listeners know, we have this brand new yoga hall. It was built ground up for the practice of yoga, so we have, you know, we really have nice flooring that's meant for yoga. We have wall space where we can practice all kinds of deep techniques. It's a really wonderful space for Hatha Yoga.
Well, it's a wonderful space, period. But
yes.
It really was designed for yoga. And I do understand that there are special floors, right?
Yeah, it was designed for yoga. And then so one of the things when you do yoga is if you do it on a carpeted floor, of course you can do it. And, you know, we've done it for years that way at the meditation temple. But the hardwood floor really gives you that sense of grounding and contact with the earth and makes your balance poses go extremely well.
Okay. Now, if you are interested in the Ananda Yoga Teacher Training Level 1 program, it begins September 9th in Bothell. All of the classes that are taught through Ananda, you can access information at the general Ananda website, which is www.anandawa.org/YTT, if you want to go straight to the Ananda Teacher Training page. But anandawa.org/YTT for the Ananda Yoga Teacher Training.
And if you want information about yoga classes, just go to the homepage and on the top nav bar, you'll have a drop down which says yoga classes.
Uh-huh.
And that'll give you everything you need to know about drop-in class schedule, workshops, and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Now, there's lots of opportunities to take yoga classes through Ananda.
Yes. We have a class now every weekday morning from 10:30 to just before noon. That's every day, Monday through Friday. And Saturday will be a class from 9 to 10:20, and that's a class that I teach, by the way. And on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, we have evening classes. Depending on the day, it either starts at around 6 o'clock or at 7 o'clock. Check the website for the exact time. And every other Friday, and this is if you wish to get a lot of benefits from yoga without having to work too hard,
yeah.
If that's you, then there is a practice called restorative yoga.
Restorative yoga.
Yes, and that is every second Friday of the month from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And if you want to try it out, that's coming up next Friday.
Next Friday. Okay, now, you said you have classes Monday through Friday from 10 to 12. Now, is that
10:30 to just before noon.
10:30 to just before noon. That's Monday through Friday. Is that at the Yoga Hall in Bothell?
That's at the Yoga Hall in Bothell.
Okay.
We also have...
And then the Saturdays, 9 to 10:20 that you teach, is that also at the Yoga Hall?
Yeah, all the classes right now, with rare exceptions, are at the Yoga Hall.
Okay. So are there any yoga classes going on at East-West Bookshop? Please,
yes. In East-West Bookshop, we have three yoga classes. There are two classes on Monday, one at 10:30 in the morning and another at 6 in the evening. All yoga classes at Ananda are an hour and 20 minutes long, drop-in
okay.
classes. Workshops are different. And at East-West Bookshop also, we have a class on Thursday morning at 10:30.
Thursday AM at 10:30. All right, so now all of these classes, when we're talking about like at the Bothell Yoga Hall, the Monday through Fridays, 10:30 a.m. to before a little before noon, the Saturdays, 9 to 10:20 with you, the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday evening, 6 to 7. All of those classes, are those drop-in classes?
Yes, they are drop-in classes. And what that means is, regardless of your level of practice, your experience, you can just drop into them and it'll be appropriate for you.
Okay.
If you have any special physical issues that we need to know about, then let the just walk up to the teacher and let
them
know.
The teacher know. Okay.
Yeah. And it's we make special effort to make all of our classes inclusive. So no
okay.
matter what
so
your
that would
level
apply
of expert,
also to the ones at East West that we mentioned.
Yes.
So
would.
All of the ones we've mentioned so far that happen on a regular basis are drop-ins. Now, does that include the restorative yoga?
Absolutely.
Every other Friday?
Yes, it does. It does. They're all drop-in
classes. Is that 6:30 to 8:30 p.m.? Is
6:30
that right?
To 8:30 p.m., not every other Friday, but second Friday of every month.
And so all of that drop-in classes. Now, I was thinking, okay, because I literally have never done physical yoga posturing. So I'm kind of thinking, well, I don't think I just go to drop-in classes. Would it be better for me to take a specific beginner's class? Or
yes.
How does one get started?
So you can... The best way to get started in Ananda Yoga is we offer a 12-week workshop. And that's usually in the fall and in winter. In the fall, it starts right after Labor Day and goes on to just before Thanksgiving. And in the winter, it starts at the end of January and goes on through the end of April. That's
okay.
1 day a week for an hour and 15 minutes for the yoga part. And you can optionally add on an additional hour and 15 minutes for the meditation part. And we call it the Raja Yoga Intensive. And that starts at 6 p.m. every Thursday, right after Labor Day. That's coming up now. And that's in that course, we kind of start with the basics. Most of what I explained to you about how the mind gets involved, what the affirmations are, what is the role of the breath, how the body and mind work together. We talk about those things. And we also teach around 30 or so poses. And we pick up each one of them and really examine them for maybe 15 minutes or so and go through them, practice it multiple times. So if you are a beginner, that'll be a great class to start. Okay. If you have been doing other styles of yoga and you're very curious about what this approach to yoga is and whether that is for you, then again, this is a great place to start.
Okay. Any other options for a beginning series of yoga classes other than this Raja Intensive?
Raja Intensive is really the best.
Okay.
It is, but also I want to make a point that outside of a specialized program like the yoga teacher training,
mm-hmm.
all the classes that we offer, there is one exception, I'll tell you that in a moment, besides
okay.
yoga teacher training. But all the classes that we offer are appropriate for beginners.
Oh, okay.
What the Raja Intensive does is it gives you a structured 12-week approach that you can really go from 0 to 60 within that 12 weeks. And we've had people who have never taken yoga before. They come to that class right after Labor Day, and by the time November comes along, they've really gotten yoga in their bodies. And they've really gone on, you know, they've stayed with us for years and years after that.
Right.
So it's in terms of giving you a structure, and there are many of you are learners like that who want that structure and they want to know why they are doing something before they are doing it.
Right.
And if that is you, this is your best bet. If you are the kind of learner that is very kinesiological and then you don't particularly care about the intellectual aspect of it, you just want to jump in and start doing it, then really any of our classes are appropriate. Now, the other one that we have, this is, we call it Yogasana Intensive. Yoga Asana. Yoga is yoga, what we just talked about. Asana is the Sanskrit name for the physical postures. So Yogasana Intensive mm-hmm. is, it's a three-hour workshop once every month, typically on the second Saturday of the month, for from 1 to 4, and there we pick up one topic in detail and delve quite deep into it. So we have topics like yoga for back pain, yoga for knee pain, yoga for reducing stress, yoga for awakening inner energies, yoga and the chakras. So we have really wonderful topics. And usually our most experienced teachers lead those classes, and we have plenty of people, other teachers in the room who can assist you if you are a beginner. Deepen your poses if you're doing it.
So beginners could come to those classes
absolutely.
As well.
Yeah.
And then so for all of these drop-in classes you talked about, it would be acceptable for beginners to come to those classes
absolutely.
And expect to get some, you know, one-on-one coaching a little bit or you know, help or anything, whatever's
very,
necessary.
Very much so. One of the things we like to do at Ananda is we are very, very inclusive in the sense that no matter what your experience level is, no matter what your expectation is, we try our best to accommodate that. And me personally, having taught for over 10 years, taught Ananda Yoga for over 10 years, I have not come across a situation even once where somebody, a beginner dropped into one of my classes and you had to say, no, this is not appropriate for you. Not even once.
Not even once.
Never.
All right. Outstanding. All right. We need to stay relatively on time here. It's the last hour of the show, so we'll take care of advertisers. Then we're going to come back. I want to ask a question for those of you that are listening that are not in the greater Seattle area. We do have a lot of listeners online around the country and so forth, and I'm just wondering, well, we'll find out. Are there Ananda yoga programs at other Ananda communities and areas around? And I suspect that there are. So
there are.
We'll find out. Anyway, Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We've been educating the human animal, and specifically me, today about Ananda Yoga. And I'm delighted to have the director of Ananda Yoga Teacher Training in the studio with us. Morley is here, and we've been talking about the classes and how you can get involved with Ananda Yoga. And boy, I was thinking that the Bothell intensive yoga, I had in my mind put that on Tuesday nights because I was thinking, geez, I could go and do the Hatha yoga part of that and then get up to the community for our Kriya meetings. But it's at the Tuesdays is in Seattle, not in Bothell. So Thursdays is Bothell, and that's you're teaching with. So the Raja Intensive that begins September 6th or 8th, depending on whether you do it. Well, the one in September 8th at Bothell.
September 8th is Bothell.
You're
yes.
teaching with Haley, Abby.
Yeah.
So y'all, you regulars know, you know, Haley and Zach from the farm who we're so in love with and we've had so much fun with on the air. Haley is actually a yoga instructor.
Haley's a great yoga instructor.
Yeah, you know, we didn't talk much about that because, of course, we were talking about farming and all of that when they've been in the studio. But you and Haley will be teaching that class together. Oh, I'd love to do that. I might have to take a break from Robbie's agility class for 12 weeks. You know, I just might have to do that. Now, do you know, will you and Haley be teaching the one that starts in January again as well, or do you know that yet?
We don't know that yet.
Okay.
That'll probably get decided around November. It just depends upon what classes we each are doing.
Okay, so we have got, that's for anybody who, you know, for the 12-week intensive hatha yoga training, great for beginners, and it's what I'd really like to do. Know that that begins at East West Bookshop on September 6th. That's 12 Tuesday evenings. And it begins in Bothell September 8th. It's 12 Thursday evenings. And the first part from like 6 to what, about 7:20, I think you said?
6 to 7:15.
6 to 7:15 is the intensive hatha yoga. And then you can take the Raja intensive after that. And I've taken the Raja intensive yoga. That's actually how I started my path at Ananda. Krista and I did the Raja intensive because we came specifically wanting to learn Kriya yoga. And of course, look at me now. Then we've talked about the Ananda Yoga Teacher Training Level 1. That begins September 9th in Bothell. And the Ananda teacher training, I know it's 200 hours. How many weeks does that go, do you know?
It's 11 weekends.
11 weekends.
11 weekends between September and February.
So it really is an intense program.
It is a deep program, and it's we do actually teach for approximately 200 hours, a little over, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot. Now, it's too late now because Morley just wrapped this class up. But just so you know, Morley also teaches for Ananda the sacred secrets of Hinduism and the lineage of yoga. So we've talked a little bit about that today. But you do this, at least this time you did it, was on three Thursdays, 7:30 to 9 p.m. You did it at Bothell. So obviously there's a lot more to talk about with, you know, Hinduism and the lineage of yoga that we don't have time to talk about today. And you said you do this class about once a year?
Usually I do it once a year, and at around this time, usually in July.
And usually in July. So if you're interested in that, the sacred secrets of Hinduism and the lineage of yoga, then you want to pay attention to what's going on at Ananda and look for it next summer.
Yes.
Probably in July. Any other classes that you teach?
Well, we have there is something very exciting coming up.
Ooh.
On October 28th, 29th, and the 30th. So that's
29 and 30th.
About 3 months from now. And we call it Retreat into the Heart of Silence.
Ooh.
And what it is, there is a long tradition in yoga, and of course in all other spiritual traditions, of secluding, of going away from everything and being silent, and not silent left to your own thoughts so that things keep happening in your mind, but
right.
Silence in meditation.
And that's a big difference.
It's a huge difference. And Hriman and Padma will be there, and I'll be there, and I will be, for those of you yogis out there, I'll be teaching an intermediate asana class where we'll explore some of the deeper postures. It's one of the few classes that we teach that are not necessarily appropriate for beginners. I'll be teaching that. And Bhakti, one of our other yoga teachers, will be teaching a more gentler yoga class. And we go off into this wonderful retreat location on Whidbey Island. And we spend 3 days staying silent, meditating. I'll be doing some storytelling. There'll be chanting lots of yoga. So if you're interested, that's coming up on October 28th.
And you don't have to be a member of Ananda to do this, right?
You don't have to be a member of Ananda.
It's open to the public.
Absolutely. Just don't be afraid to not talk.
And it's called Retreat into the Heart of Silence.
Yes.
And it will be October 28th, 29th, and 30th, and it's actually on Whidbey Island.
It's on Whidbey Island.
Okay. And of course, I think all the classes, you know, you can get information at, you know, anandawa.org.
Yeah.
And all of this stuff. Now, if getting started to go in, you know, to begin yoga, if I was going to take one of, you know, the intensive class, or if I were going to just start dropping in at classes as I could, do I need to do anything to prepare? And, you know, how do you dress? What do you need supplies? I always see yoga mats, and I hear about yoga outfits and all this kind of stuff. So what do we need to know if we're going to come and participate?
That's a great question. I'll start right off the bat saying I won't comment too much on yoga outfits. It's a little beyond my pay grade. But it's a bit, but the important aspect of that is how do you, what do you wear coming to a yoga class?
Yeah.
It's really wear what you would wear going to the gym. Avoid wearing something that has zippers or buckles. Wear something that will let you stretch very, very deeply.
That you're comfortable and can move around.
As long as you can move around, that's the only thing. Bring a yoga mat, please.
Okay.
We have, like all of the most yoga studios do as well, a few borrow mats. But it's also a question of hygiene. So if you forget something, we'll have something available for you.
Okay.
But if you are at all serious about doing even a little bit of yoga, go get yourself a yoga mat.
Okay, so Ananda doesn't sell yoga mats, or do we? Maybe at East West Bookshop?
East West Bookshop has a good selection of yoga mats, and I believe our boutique at the Meditation Temple has yoga mats too. Usually we do.
Okay.
Occasionally we run out of them.
Yeah, because I'm going to buy something. I just as soon buy it from Ananda. But I could do that at East West Bookshop or at the boutique and at the temple.
And there are other things that are required, but we have them available. We have foam blocks and straps and whatever else might be required. You are, of course, welcome to bring your own, but you don't have to.
Okay.
Another important thing is try not to eat anything too heavy before class, and if you have, wait for a couple. Try to finish your eating a couple of hours before.
Okay, so you should not eat within a couple of hours of going to class. That kind of makes sense. And although I might not have thought about it ahead of time, but that's good to know. So just dress comfortably in non-restrictive clothing. You wear shoes or no shoes? Does it matter?
You don't wear shoes.
Okay, so you take off your shoes.
Yeah, because you really want to stand on your
own feet.
2 feet.
Uh-huh.
But there are specific cases, in case of some specific instances, where you do need supportive footwear, and of course, if that is you, then come with whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay, but you definitely need a yoga mat as well.
Yes.
Now, I know that you said starting yoga to address any one of the physical things that we talked about that can be positively influenced with yoga, you said that patience is required.
Yes.
How long do you think, let's say if someone starts coming to classes and goes to a class once a week and then practices at least a couple of other times during the week at home, how long do you think it takes to really start feeling the benefits?
In my experience, almost everybody feels good immediately after the first class because you're in a more peaceful place, things have stretched out, you feel lighter. If you suffer from anxiety, you'll probably go to sleep during deep relaxation. Those good things begin to happen immediately. But where patience is required is if you come in with a malady that is sometimes lifelong or, tends to stay with you for years, give it at least a month of concentrated practice. Give it that kind of investment.
Well, that's not that long.
It's not that long, but it needs consistency. In any exercise, they say that there are three components to it. There is frequency, there is consistency, and then there is technique. And consistency, intensity, and technique.
Uh-huh.
And intensity is good, not that important. Technique, of course, is important, but again, it's simple stuff. Most important thing is consistency.
Gotcha.
And if you did that for a month, yoga tends to bring you back to your natural state. So the kind of healing you might experience may not even be what you thought you needed, what you came in aspiring to, what you thought you wanted, but it'll certainly be what you needed.
Right.
Because it kind of works from inside out. And it's within a month you should be, it's of course hard to generalize, and but I'm just speaking from experience, you should be able to see something fairly good happening.
All right. Well, that makes sense. And I just know, Morley and I were talking off the air, we learn a series of, lack of a better word, exercises that are called energization exercises. That I was just trying to remember when I learned them, and I was thinking that if you did the Raja intensive, the Hatha and the Raja, I believe we started learning the energization exercises in the Ratha Yoga.
In the Raja Yoga. Yes.
How's that? I combined Hatha and Raja and came up with Ratha.
It actually means chariot in Sanskrit. That's
chariot?
An actual word.
A Ratha. Yep. Oh, how about that? Okay. Anyway, but now that I'm thinking about it, I think in the Raja Yoga, we learned a part of the energization exercises. We learned the 20 parts part. And then I think we got the rest of the energization when we started the Kriya Prep classes. Is that correct?
That is true.
But the energization exercises, I have to say, it's the only exercise that I have ever loved doing. It really is great, and it's really simple. Almost anybody can do it. And you can actually, if you're, you can actually learn them because there's a chart and there's actually a DVD you can get and instructions.
Yeah.
So you can learn to do it on your own. You can get that information from Ananda.
You can get it from AnandaWashington.org. And
But you said something about that the energization exercises do kind of relate to yoga.
They do. Energization exercises, they are a series of 39 movements that you do with your body and breath. And outwardly, they appear as alternatively tensing and relaxing various parts of your body with a great deal of awareness and a great deal of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And these 39 exercises, Yogananda, when he, prior to coming to the United States, this was very early 1900s, he designed these exercises for a school that he was running in India.
Oh,
and they were able to do extraordinary feats of strength using this. And for those of you hot yoga aficionados out there, Bikram Chowdhury, who founded hot yoga, his teacher was Yogananda's brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How about that?
And you go to hot yoga studios, you see Yogananda's portrait hanging in some of them.
Wow.
And he was a master bodybuilder back in the day, and he practiced energization by his own admission. And they also have a history here in the United States, which I find very fascinating. In the 50s, Charles Atlas, who I'm told, developed a very successful series of tension exercises to develop the body. And you had these iconic ads, I believe, from back then where somebody was kicking sand in the face of somebody and he does these exercises and is able to hit back and his girlfriend's happy and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
They are, by Charles Atlas's own admission, is based at least partly off of energization.
Wow.
And Yogananda said that he distilled the essence of Hatha Yoga into them.
Yeah, and that's why I'm thinking is I love the energization exercises so much that I'm sure I'm going to love Hatha Yoga as well. We got to take care of advertisers one more time before we run out of time, and then we'll come back and wrap up our discussion here. I can't believe that we're almost through 3 hours already. We don't call it the fastest 3 hours in radio for nothing. We get a lot of great information, but I'm just thinking that this is not going to be the last time we have Morley on the air with us. There's just too much fascinating stuff to talk about. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking? Why they do certain things? Or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
We're the black sheep of talk radio. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, I'm sorry to say we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World already, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And boy, you heard about Whispering Dragon and our wonderful harmonic energy shifters, Jude and Paul Ponton. And I just want to let you know that a reminder that next week is Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Best Sunday. And then the following week, so that'd be the third Sunday of August, will be Harmonic Energy Shifting Day with Jude and Paul Ponton. And they come into the studio with their bells and their Tibetan bells and bowls and rattles and acutonic forks and puas and didge and all that good stuff and do all this remote healing work for you when you call in. So it's great fun, and I hope you will join us then. We are just finishing up our conversation with the director of Ananda Yoga Teacher Training. Morley is here, and I'm trying to figure out how I can get into these classes. I want to, in the time we've got left, go over the different options and where people can go for training and to start doing Ananda Yoga. I just was looking at the break here, what I jotted down, this restorative yoga that you say happens every other Friday.
It happens one Friday a month, second Friday.
Second Friday a month. Is the restorative yoga, and so you said that's next Friday.
This upcoming Friday.
And 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Now, would that be a class that I could come as a beginner?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
And what we do, for those of you that haven't done restorative yoga before, we basically use gravity to produce all the stretches.
Oh.
And we just hang out there. We use blankets and straps so that, you know, they do the work that your muscles would normally do to maintain the pose.
Oh.
And it's a tradition in all yoga studios across the country that you have a restorative class on Friday. That's a way to bookend your week.
I see.
If you haven't done it, Martha, that'll be a great place to start, continue, to relax. But if you're a beginner, it'll obviously be wonderful. Even otherwise, it's a great place to go to end your week.
Well, hey, everybody, let's do restorative yoga next Friday, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Yoga Hall in Bothell.
Yeah.
Check it out. And that would be listed at anandawa.org,
it
right?
Would be.
Because I'll have to check my calendar, but I think I might be able to arrange. I have to shift a little schedule, but I think I could do that. Now, so with Ananda, you can find Ananda Yoga and participate in Ananda Yoga at both the East West Bookshop in Seattle and mm-hmm. the Yoga Hall in Bothell.
Yes.
Now, the intensive Raja Yoga intensive, which is either the Hatha and the Raja Yoga intensive, that begins September 6th, 12 Tuesday evenings in Seattle. That's at East West. And then it begins September 8th, 12 Thursday evenings in Bothell. And that is the class that Morley and Haley from the Ananda Farms will be teaching.
Yes.
So that would be my preference. I just had a flash that, you know, I'm going to talk to Robbie's agility instructor. I'm going to see if there's another class we could switch to maybe for a while.
Oh, we'd love to have you.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to be there. I'm going to figure out a way. Master will work it out. And then we've got the Ananda Yoga Teaching Training Level 1, which is Yoga Alliance certified, 200 hours. It's a weekend program, begins September 9th, and that will be at the Bothell.
It'll be at the Yoga Hall as well.
Yoga Hall. And then just to give you a rundown, classes at the Yoga Hall, drop-in yoga classes Monday through Friday, every morning from 10:30 a.m. to a little before noon.
Mm-hmm.
Saturdays 9 to 10:20 a.m. And that's at Morley, you teach that one.
That's the class I teach.
And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday evenings at 6 or 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And then the restorative yoga will be next Friday, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Then at East West in Seattle, two classes on Mondays, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. They're an hour and 20 minutes each.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday a.m. at 10:30.
Yes. And there is one more class, which will be starting on September 17th, I believe, whatever Wednesday is closest to that. And this is the advanced yoga drop-in class.
Oh.
So if you are
not for me, but for advanced yogis.
We do require that you've been practicing for at least 6 months and you know your way around most of the basic yoga poses. And if you really want to take your body through that deeper range of motion and do kind of end your hatha yoga practice the way it was meant to be, which is sit and meditate a little bit after that, then this is the class for you. It starts at 7:30 and goes on until 9:15. So we have approximately 70 minutes of good, solid, I dare say, hard yoga. And we'll meditate for about 20 minutes after that.
Wonderful.
It's a very classic hatha yoga practice.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I just also was remembering, I think there was a member... Oh, I am assuming that there are classes. Ananda provides Ananda Yoga at other Ananda locations around the world.
We have classes in Portland, Sacramento, Palo Alto, and the main Ananda Village facility near Grass Valley in Nevada. Nevada City in California.
Yeah, in California.
for those of you listening internationally, you will have classes in Assisi in Italy.
In Italy, yeah.
And New Delhi in India. Yes, and Mumbai in India as well.
Oh.
In fact, I believe two locations in New Delhi. These are classes run by Ananda communities that are in those locations. In addition, we have Ananda Yoga teachers in many, many places. There's a couple of wonderful teachers near Squim, Washington.
Wow. So you can look for, because I would imagine that a lot of people have gone through the Ananda Yoga teacher training.
Yeah, not just here, but also at the Expanding Light over in Nevada City.
Right, right, at Ananda Village. And so there are Ananda yoga teachers teaching all over the country. So look for that. I was also remembering, I think an Ananda yoga teacher wrote a book about the yoga. And I know I have that. And
it's,
I thought, well,
it's
maybe.
It's called Spiritual Yoga.
Yes.
And it's written by our senior most yoga teacher after Swami Kriyananda. Gyan Dev is his name. And it's the essence of about 30 years of his own practice. We all use it as a textbook.
And it's called
Marvelous.
Spiritual Yoga.
Yeah.
And it's available at the Ananda Publishing House, crystalclarity.com.
Yes.
I believe Spiritual Yoga, a really, really great book.
It's a fabulous book.
All righty. Well, look at that. We are just about out of time. And I want to let you know that if you stay tuned today here on Alternative Talk 1150 AM, you can hear an encore presentation of Mystic Radio. And then I hope you will join us next week. Dr. Nels Rasmussen, bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner in the house next Sunday, and free remotes if you call in. And check out anandawa.org for all the yoga stuff. And I have to say, gosh, thank you so much, Harmony. You did a fabulous job.
Thank you.
And I just will have to tell Mike he's been replaced.
Please do, yeah.
At least temporarily.
Right, or forever. No, yeah, no. He'll be back.
I think he said he'd be back.
He will.
So I expect he will
yes.
be back. And Trina, you did an excellent job filling in for Kathy. Appreciate it. And Morley, thank you so much for spending your Sunday morning with us here. And I look forward, I'm going to say to next time, because I think we have to learn about Hinduism and the lineage of yoga. And I just think there's a whole lot more to talk about.
Well, thank you for having me here, Martha. I enjoyed it very much.
All right. Remember to go to the archives, marthanorwalk.com. Click on Audio Archives. You can listen to the show again. And it's time to head out. So as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.